Hi everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of June. We're going to have a wonderful program. And we'll just do an emotional clearing here for everybody. So think of maybe an issue or two that you dealt with, or one, the most important one that happened maybe in the last couple of days here. So we're going to clear that away from you. Here we go. I'll count to five to release that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do a mental body clearing. Remember the emotional. These are all invisible bodies that live with us here. And when they get filled up, they start leaking into the physical body. Remember, they just hold densities like a sponge. One way to look at it that way. And when they get overfilled, then their negativity starts to leak into the physical body. They ooze into it. And then we have problems. So here we go. Mental body. This will help to balance your left and right brain. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a pain body. So again, think of maybe a pain that you could have had in the last couple days here. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on out there in cyberspace. So Sylvia, are you out there?
Yep, I am floating out here in cyberspace. So hello and welcome to everyone. I see we have Pete from Australia and Dulce and Marie R, Stephanie, a whole group of people on the fast chat. So hi everyone, thank you so much for being with us, and please go ahead and type in your questions and comments and requests to Ron, and we'll have a wonderful night of talking about the light ship, discussing ascension, talking about the difference between heart-based healing and mind-based healing or unhealing. We'll talk about the clearings and healings that are available with the Creation Light Ship on the website, some very new exciting clearings there that you can take advantage of 24/7 on the website. And we'll just answer questions and things that people have and take phone calls too. So if you'd like to call in, we would love to have you on live with us. And I'll give the phone number in just a few minutes for that. So Ron, what would you like to get started with? Maybe bring in the light being for everyone?
Sure, let's bring in some peace energy from the light being. So get up your light being on your monitor screen, everybody. It's beneath the blinking flower. Just go on Creation Lightship Healing, and then scroll down underneath the little blinking flower there, and you're going to see the light being. So here we go. Going to energize it. And we'll bring in the males this time here. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. It doesn't feel quite good enough for me here. So come on, guys. Here we go. Stronger, stronger. That's better. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And that still doesn't feel quite strong enough, so we need to get him a little higher here. So we'll get him up here. So here, I'll count to 10 as they increase their energy more for us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, that's feeling much better. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. So, how's that feel to you, Sylvia?
It feels great. And, wow, what a difference in those three different times. And if you're new to this, I'll just say to everyone, make sure that you are tuning into those energies through your heart center, and that's where you're really going to feel them communicating with you. It might not be in words, but you can definitely have that communication and the blessing of that beautiful divine energy coming to you. So say hi to Ed and Thomas, Stephanie, Pete, Dulce, Maria R., people just signing on to the fast chat here. Hi, everyone. And please go ahead and type in any questions that you might have. And if you'd like to call in, we'd love to have you also. And I'm going to give the phone number if you want to grab a pen. The call-in number to BBS is 888-815-9756. Again, that's 888-815-9756. So if you have a question for Ron, that would be great. And I see Ed has a question. He's wondering if we are now the people, I guess he's talking about those who were on the intensive calls this past month, are we now off the light ship after the Sunday 8-hour session?
Some are and some aren't. You could be on it for maybe an extra few days here, maybe 5 days more. If not, some people have actually come back. It feels like about a third of the group have actually come off. The other two-thirds are still having some treatment done. So it was probably your choice if you wanted to come back or not. That's what I'm picking up here. So, but if not, everybody will be back probably by Friday here. So I want to bring in some more of that light beam energy here that needs a little more enhancing, I think. So here it comes. So I want the room to feel electrified around you. So let's see some comments here in the fast chat. You should feel the actual room change. It'll feel like it's buzzing. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that should feel a little better for everybody. Normally when you do the healings on the website, they will not come in quite this strong, only because they don't want you to kind of get freaked out. That's probably the reason. So they come in strong enough to do the healings, but I like to actually have them amped up sometimes a little bit more. If you've ever seen my my workshops or lectures, a lot of times we'll bring them in very strong. In fact, last time in New York, the walls were buzzing. So that was pretty good. Quite joyful, just to feel their energy coming in, and it feels like the room's electrified. You can almost hear it like crackling. So back to you, Sylvia. If you guys want more, just type it in the fast chat. I wouldn't mind doing it more if you need it.
Okay, great. Well, in the meantime, we have a question from Thomas, and the question is, in which direction does life force flow ideally?
Well, that's a good question. Your life force comes from your spirit. That energizes your body, but your body has its own life force energy also. Remember, your body can live without a spirit. So typically, it'll go all through you. That's kind of how I would answer that, I guess. Some of the books talk about the crown chakra having to come in through your crown, you know, connecting to the universe, universal mind. You know, they talk about source energy. But they kind of make you think that your crown is the connecting point with that maybe silver cord, possibly, going to your crown. It could go to your heart. I'm not sure on that, but they do talk about a thin silver cord. And all that information, typically, I do see a silver cord on people. But typically, the life force energy from your spirit that goes out through your body, there's not necessarily one place that it's connected to. But you know, it depends how much your spirit is in your body and where it's located, okay? What territory is taking or living in. So it gets to be kind of hard to describe or explain that, because if you're not in your body all the way, your spirit is not connecting with you 100%. I'm sure that if you command it to go to a certain location, it will do that for you automatically for healing. But other than that, it could go through you and be very, very diluted and not being able to help you much at all. So I hope I answered that question okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, let's see. We have one comment from Pete from Australia. It says, Ron, the heart and body zingy. So I guess he's feeling the light being's energy there. So that's great. And I'm going to give the phone number again. We'd love to have a phone call tonight, or a few phone calls tonight. So the number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And Ron, we have a request from Marie R., and the question is, could you do a clearing for mosquito bites that are very painful?
Yeah, let's see if we can do some of that here. So here we go. Boy, mosquito bites, huh? Here we go. See if we can take away some of that, I guess, the infection or poison or whatever they did to the body. So here we go. I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whoa, 6, I'm yawning, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now I need some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I will say, typically, the hardest thing to heal is things that you see with your eyes. So any type of skin imperfection or a wound or something, once you see it physically, then it goes into your mental body, and then all the fears come up around whatever that is, and it's much harder to heal things on the surface. Now, internal healing is much easier because you don't really know what's going on unless you saw maybe an x-ray or something. So once the mind gets involved with it, then it's much more difficult to heal. And naturally, the mind caused it to begin with, but we won't go into that too much. But once you physically see something, then it's much, much harder. This is what I found with working with people. I won't say it's 100% true, but for most people, it is. So let's do some more here with the mosquito bites, because you're probably seeing those on you, and, you know, you're probably bringing back energies from the past about what they are, how they're hurting. And remember, there's a whole, like, file folder full of information on how you felt in the past, and that comes flocking forward here. So here we go. Take away some more of the energy. We'll see if we can put some energy to numb out these bites here, okay? Here we go. So bring the light being up here on the monitor screen, and we'll see what they can do to help you out. So here we go. Stronger. Stronger. Request your healing, everybody. Stronger. And it could go to somewhere else in your body. Just ask the light being to do one healing for you. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see here. We have a question from Stephanie. And let's see. The question is, do stones still have healing energy, or did the earth spirit take back its energy from the stones? So maybe
well,
she means like
question.
Stones and crystals and things like that.
No, they're still energized. I don't see anything not being energized, so they're still energized, yes. So you can still use them, of course. Just rinse them off to get rid of the or feel that they may have been contaminated with through healing yourself or other people. So they still have a love energy in them, yes. In fact, if you have one right now, what we can do is try something if you wish to have some fun tonight. If anybody has a rock around or a crystal, once you get it right now, we'll give you a couple minutes here to do that. And if you have two of them, once you get two, or we'll just do one. What I'll do is we'll put in the earth spirit energy into it the first time, and the second time we'll put in the space holders. And that you can feel the difference on them, I think. So we'll just give that a shot here. So what I'm going to do is the mind to heart drop as you're getting your stone or crystal or whatever you wish to use here. And you may want to rinse it out with water beforehand, okay, so that it's cleared off. 10, 15 seconds is plenty. Just put it underneath the tap water. There doesn't need to be any kind of ritual. Just put the water on it, and that's it, and dry it off. So here we go. I think I heard a caller, but we'll do the mind to heart drop first here. So here we go, dropping down. What you're doing most of the programs, taking your mental thinking ability, what you think with inside of your head, the voice, your consciousness, and dropping it into your heart so you can be heart-centered. So here we go, instead of mind-centered. So dropping down like an elevator, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so just stay in your heart there. So I heard a beep, I believe, so we have a caller online. Hello.
Hello.
Maybe not.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Corinne. Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was wondering, can you do anything to lower people who have high cholesterol levels?
Boy, that's a good one. Yeah, I'm sure the life...
And high blood pressure, is that something you can do?
Yeah, but it takes, more than a 1 minute sample clearing,
Oh, okay.
Emotional clearing yet to get started with the light shift clearings? So you start off with the emotional clearing. That's what you need to start off with first before you go into other clearings typically because you need to get rid of the emotion. That is tied into so much of our physical stuff that's wrong with us here is our emotions. So that's the first
right.
starting clearing. And the cost is $5 times your age. And if you're over 60... then the years above 60 are free. And you can also do it absentee for anybody living on this planet also, if you wish, without them even knowing about it, because the spirit always says yes. But that's what you start off with is the emotional clearing. And
oh, okay.
I can do a sample of that here, so let me do that for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I'll go back 5 days, and here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So you should normally feel your body relaxing. I'd say at least 90% of the people that I work with feel that instantly when I start this here. And look upon a situation that you've dealt with in the last 5 days, something that troubled you, bothered you, having your buttons pushed, fear, anger, sadness, all different types of emotions people have. And let's look at something that happened to you, and it should feel more distant to you. And
okay.
You pull something up and look at it, you're going to still see it. So don't use your mental body to recreate it over again. Just look at it and see how your body is responding. Remember, this is stored inside of your body, and your body wants to get the relief of having it out of it. So how do you feel?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I
know. You feel more relaxed?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Well, the healing's over. The
healing's over. Yeah, okay.
So okay. If you're trying to think of it or process it, it was done once I stopped, okay?
Okay.
So with the light shift, there's no processing. This is not Earth-based a Galactic Federation type of clearings where it takes a while to work. This is instant. Sometimes the body might need a little while to catch up, so people feel maybe a little tired or sluggish because your body is so tense from living life here that the muscles have to relax, and then you start feeling a little slow because they're relaxing. Do you work in your feeling body a lot?
If I do what?
You work in your feeling body.
Oh, yeah.
Use the word feelings in your life?
Yeah.
Can you talk to people? Because you might be a feeling person more than an emotion.
Yes, I am. I am. I'm very feeling.
Okay, so most people who work on their feeling body, the emotional body gets stuffed full. And then from there, because it's stuffed full, now it leaks into your feeling body, okay? And so that means that you already have one contaminated body that you're not using any longer. So I'll do a feeling clearing for you, okay? So you actually need both, probably.
Thank you.
Okay? It's a whole different body.
Okay.
This is invisible bodies that, you know, are there to save your life. This is why you want to clean them out. So here we go. Feeling body. So just think of the same scenario if you wish. Or it could be a different one. Makes no difference. I don't need to know what it is. So here we go.
All right.
5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, now look at that situation and see how you're responding to it.
Yeah, I felt the change.
Felt it, yeah. So what you are is a feeling person. So you need to do first the emotional clearing, and then you go into the feeling body.
Okay.
That one second. And what will happen is you're going to look upon your whole life after you have these clearings done, and whatever used to trigger you throughout your life, which you're holding on to as blocked energy, you're going to feel that you're free of it. So if you had a situation when you were 8 years of age with maybe something, maybe a teacher hit you or something, or you got into a fight or something happened, maybe a car accident, well, you're still holding on to those negative imprinted thoughts, and this takes them out of you so you can move on. Otherwise, you're always working with and living with your past. And it's always you, one moment of time. Because we live in a time-based reality here. So all of your past is with you. You're living everything in this lifetime. Plus, you're living all of your ancestors' thoughts. And who knows what they thought of, okay? But what they thought of got recreated in this lifetime. And that's called your new age terminology of learning lessons, okay?
All right, yeah.
Everything that got brought up so far in your lifetime is because of them. It's no fault of your own. A lot of people have guilt. They go, oh, man, what did I do in this last lifetime or, you know, whenever it was to cause this awful situation in my life? Well, it wasn't yours. It's your ancestors. They gave you your stuff, okay? So don't have any guilt. Whatever happened to you, it's not that you caused it. That's the first thing that the New Agers talk about. They go, uh-oh. You know, an example is, you know, if you're going to a New Age type of church, you know, and they tell you about how your thoughts control your reality, you know, and all of a sudden maybe on a Thursday you break your arm and you walk into church on Sunday and the whole congregation is looking at you like, oh, what was this person thinking to break their arm, right? Well, that's what they think, and now you got all this guilt, and now you got to explain yourself to them why you're this awful person breaking your arm, you see, you know, because you brought it upon yourself. All that is rubbish. You're dealing with the thoughts of your ancestors, and they gave you what you have now, and the light shift can take that away from you instantly. This is what you want to do is let's have these clearings so you can live in the present moment and not be recycling and living in your past. And it's not even your past, it's your ancestors' past. Why do you want to live their life? This is what you want to have, is those two clearings, since you live in the feeling body.
Right.
Emotional
yeah.
clearing, it's under personal online healings on the website. Go into there, I think the third page has the listings of the healings. You want to do the emotional one first, and you do the feeling body second, since you're a feeling-type person. So you want to probably the maybe up to maybe 20% of the people live in their feeling bodies. Most people live mm-hmm. in their, you know, in the emotions. So, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, I think you were about to do this with the stones or crystals for everyone.
Okay, so let's first put in the earth spirit into the energy here of what you're holding on to. So you can hold it if you wish, or you can have it in front of you. Bring the light beam up, and we'll energize your whatever it is in front of you. So here we go. We're going to put in the earth spirit energy in there. So I'll count to 10. Stronger. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you can pick it up now, just kind of see how it feels. And it should normally just kind of feel neutral. You might feel like a presence of like love energy, peace energy in it. But it should feel, you know, very good. So, if you want to have another stone or the same one or crystal charge, we'll put in the space holder energy. So I want you to take a note on it. You might have to, if you're a feeling person, you might want to actually rub the crystal on you someplace just to feel the energy. And then, you know, do that for maybe a minute or two. We'll just do some talking here. And then after that, do rinse it off to discharge the old energy that is taking on, and then we'll put in the space holders. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here for everybody. Let's do a parallel life clearing. So you can be walking away, and this will still work for you. So we'll do a parallel life clearing for cloned Earth planets here, and a parallel lifetime that lives in the darkness. So you're on a cloned Earth. You know, maybe hundreds of thousands of them that they fabricated in a physical body that looks like yours, another clone body. And it may even be your own body. Hopefully not. Remember, you're taking up a lot of time all the time, but we'll just keep it simple. Clone body, cloned earth with your spirit in it. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release you out of 10 of these here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. Made me want to cough here. Anybody out there have throat problems? Maybe you're breathing some space dust or something out there. Maybe you're buried alive in a parallel lifetime. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, and my eyes are watering. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, back to you. I'll need about a half a minute here to balance out.
Okay, wow. Well, that was very interesting. And let's see. I see we have some questions on the fast chat. We'll give Ron a few minutes. But very interesting question about animals and about how many animals that we know of have spirits. Do mammals have spirits? Do insects have spirits? And also about how the spirits of the animals relate to the light beings on the creation light ship. So if you're new to this program, you may not know that every time Ron does take people to the light ship for healing on all of his conference calls and what have you, Your pets and animals are always free to come along with you. And most people experience that they're, whenever a clearing starts or a radio show starts, their animals tend to come right around and want to be very close and usually go into a very contented, very relaxed and calm and peaceful state. So I believe that they really do love their time on the light ship and the healing. And Ron, are you back? And if so, would you like to comment on any of that?
Yeah, to my knowledge, all animals have spirits. So I haven't seen any that have not. You know, trees have spirits. Rocks have spirits. So everything does typically have a spirit, except for some of the alien life forms. So, and those normally are typically physical energies that we have here. Like earlier we had the mosquitoes, you have wasps. You have like black widows, you know, spiders definitely are alien, snakes. Normally things that bite you, like ticks, et cetera, you know, those things are not created by the light. And then you have, you know, the octopus and jellyfish energy too, and the squid energies, and just, you know, the scorpions and things like this here. So those normally are not created by the light. They're still living here as an alien life form on this planet. And remember, they can live without a spirit because they're doing that daily. But they're not created by the light, and they're just living here on this planet. So let's do the second part of the clearing here. So let's take your rock or crystals or gemstone, whatever you have, and we're going to put space holders in it now. So here we go. And the space holders are what the Earth Spirit is using as it's battling the darkness, because it had to pull out all that it could out of this planet to battle the aliens, because it had to leave its blueprint, or almost all of its you know, energy left. And what's in its place now is space holders. They cannot do anything, say, consciously, but they're just holding space, okay? So they can't fight. They can't do anything else to the aliens. They're just holding space of light. So we're going to put light, we'll say peace, if you want to use that word. We have different adjectives here. The light really is non-judgmental energy. So typically when you bring the energy in, you will feel more relaxed. You'll feel peaceful because that's what the energy is. It doesn't have any judgment. Whenever you have judgment, then you have little barbs on it kind of, and it makes you agitated. And you could even be agitated slightly by being happy, okay? But basically, source energy does not judge its creations. If it did, then it would be the darkness. So there's no judgment at all. So we're going to bring in this, these space holders, place holders, if you want to call them that, to your physical object here. So I'll count to 10 here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, 6, yawning, I don't know why, 7, 8, 9, and 10, maybe there's some alien critters in there. That's probably what it is. 1, they're inhabiting your crystals. 1, 2, you go, oh, no, 3, 4, 5, you probably want to let them down now, let go of them. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's get rid of these alien creatures that happen to be inhabiting your crystals, your gemstones, your rocks. So here we go. Get these out of there. We're going to do the darkness to light healing. That's on the website, too. It's a free clearing to get rid of the darkness energies. Let them come into the light. There we go. They're leaving now. They are perfect. Okay. Now we'll bring in the space holders again, so that they'll inhabit more of your little piece of mineral or crystal or something or rock. 1, 2, 3, 4, it feels much better. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, now you can pick it up if you haven't let it down, and you should feel this wonderful energy. So give a little more energy for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, okay, so you can just kind of maybe hold and use, you know, your rock or gemstone right now for possible healing. Remember, it'll just balance you out. So that's what it does. It just brings in more of the light to you. It won't give you, that's kind of the wrong way of saying it. Your spirit brings you the light, so it's going to actually bring you the energy to help your spirit to bring you more light. Let's put it that way, to bring you more of what it is. So it's going to help your spirit. Remember, all the light that you can ever get is with your spirit, so you can't go externally to yourself. Everything works from light to light. So the light comes from this object, and it comes to your spirit. So if you do touch this, say, on your shoulder, then all of a sudden your spirit will be the conduit for this light to come into you. So it's like giving your spirit a little booster shot of energy. So that's what it's doing. And it will also collect the negativity from you. So maybe after rubbing yourself for a minute, it might be clogged up of negativity, which is judgment. And then from there, it may not be useful any longer. But you can experiment with this yourself. And this is what happens, you know, to a lot of people. If you don't cleanse your crystals, your products that you're using to help heal you, then you're bringing in all the negativity from the past, and it doesn't necessarily work. If you have like a pendant around your neck, each time you take a shower, then it's automatically being cleansed. But if you take it off, then it probably isn't. So I always recommend cleansing things that you're wearing daily. And, you know, if you go through some kind of traumatic situation, then you want to cleanse it afterwards because it's probably just completely filled up with this here. So I guess we'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia, here, if you have anything to add here.
Okay, well, we have a comment from Chris on the fast chat, and this was after you did the parallel life clearing. And you were asking if anyone was having throat issues. And Chris said, I felt throat stuff and felt like I was drowning. So that's very interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's see. We have Pete from Australia asking, does rejecting the ideas of parents help? I think that was in relation to the emotional clearing, and you're talking about how, you know, the judgment of our ancestors is stored in our body, and, you know, the ideas of our parents come down to us as well.
Well, what you could do is actually, in a sense, divorce your parents. You still have the issues, though, but some people's parents continuously send them negative energy. Well, I'll just say send them energy, okay, or send you energy. And that energy naturally is not your own, so your body's seeing it as negative. Even if they try to send you something good, it's still going to be a negative energy to you because it's not body compatible with you. And so by separating yourself out, that might be good. But remember, they still could be corded to you. But, yes, you know, as you move on and become more conscious of yourself, you will probably not wish to connect to people as strongly as you have in the past, okay? And that's only because you're living on your own energy and not courting into somebody else to enjoy their energy. And then you feel like you're more empowered because you don't have to wait for this certain person to show up to feel good about yourself as you court them. So I hope I kind of answered that question. You know, we do have the courting section on the website with, you know, parental, you know, mother-father courtings and also siblings. And that's a very good one to have. In fact, I'll do that for you right now as a sample so you can actually feel that. So we'll do your mother's energy. We'll go back 5 days. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, and there we go. And father's energies, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. And if you have a sister, we'll do that. 1, two, three, four, and five, and a brother. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll just do the whole family in case you have multiple brothers and sisters. And maybe they're all thinking the same thoughts about you. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so maybe you might feel a little different here, a little better. Hopefully you may feel some freedom. And the freedom is actually being disconnected from somebody else's negative energy. Remember, when you're connected to somebody, you know, through energetic cordings, then when that happens to you, you're actually helping them heal. Remember, like attracts like, so to speak. So what happens is, let's say that you're having a really good day and your energy level is at a number 8. Okay, so you're feeling pretty good. And maybe somebody around you is at an energy level, we'll just say number 4. So 4 is getting kind of low, okay? And all of a sudden, they think of you, you see them, and automatically, for some reason, maybe it's because your spirit wants to help them, I don't know, the body might have compassion too, the body's consciousness. So all of a sudden, you know, maybe you give them a hug, maybe the person is crying in front of you, you give them a hug so they feel better. You know, mothers normally, you know, will, you know, touch their children's owie or something, you know, give us some love, we'll say. So all of a sudden what happens is your energy drops down to a 6 level, okay? When that happens, and their energy comes up to a 6 also. So you just balance that person, okay? They feel great, and you feel a little bit less. Well, let's just say that you're now at a number 6, and they're at a, say, number, I guess number, what, a 2? Kind of figure this out here. Yeah, so they're at a 2. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you do the same thing with them, and you're kind of running, you know, you're not completely up, but you're, you know, you're kind of okay. Just wanting to be, you know, just above neutral where you're, you know, you're not giving away your energy all the time, but you're not really charged up enough. And now you see this person who's really depleted, and maybe they're in a hospital room or something, and you're not charged up. You didn't do your life force energy like I teach you in other programs, that I'll increase my life force energy. That you want to do, but you're not doing that, okay? So you don't even know what it is, we'll say, or you forgot about it. So you go into the room, and all of a sudden you touch that person, and you drop down to a 4, and you feel pretty bad now because you're below half of your level. Running 40% life force. And they get charged up maybe to a 4 also because you gave them part of that energy so they can use. And that's kind of the way it works. The energy normally is not completely compatible with them, but they are getting some life force energy from you. And this is kind of the way, you know, the system works. So that's what happens. Now, when somebody sends you energy, it's a whole different energy. Because you're using mind energy, and the mind energy is going to be detrimental for them. Where the spirit energy, when you make physical contact, will be a little different. So, and it's not as evasive because you're not really putting a conscious thought out. You're just doing something that seems to be automatic. There's still a consciousness there, but it's not the same as you trying to force your will onto somebody. So, let's see if Sylvia's out there. You out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. I'm back on. I lost phone connection for a little bit, but I'm back now. And so I'm not sure where we left off, but Pete was asking if we can clear brother and sister-in-laws. I think that was you were doing the cording release samples when I got dropped.
Okay, so you want brother-in-law
and
sister-in-law. So brother-in-law, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And sister-in-law, one, two, three, four, and five. And since we're doing in-laws, let's do your mother-in-law. Oh, boy. Does your mother-in-law think that you're good for your particular mate? You know, your husband or your wife, you know. Here we go. Mother-in-law. Oh, man. Lady with the evil eye looking at you. Here we go. So one, two, you're not good enough. Three, four, that's heavy. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do your father-in-law. Here we go. Who knows? Maybe he's a minister. If you listen to this show, whoa, boy. One, you're going to go to hell, believe me. Two, by his notions. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, do it some more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that feels better. Let's see if we have any comments here on the fast chat, or maybe a caller might want to call in. So if you do, please do so. So our show has about maybe not much longer here. It's time clicking by since we're in the time-based reality. We're in the moment in the show, but clock still moves. So back to you, Sylvia.
So here's an interesting question from the fast chat from guest wondering if you can get contaminated through email in the same way as with interacting live.
Possibly, yes. This is why we have on the website that one particular page that you can put web pages in, or websites in. That could also be on the alien attack page, I believe. Might be somewhere else, too. But, yeah, that's, you know, definitely. You could be attacked with energies by reading an email and or even a website. So that's what happens sometimes. Remember, you're reading something, so you're reading all judgment, whatever you're reading, okay? You get an email, which is a paragraph in length, and it's all judgment. And remember, there could be codes put into those letters. This is why we have nano chart clearing. So if you wish to do something, you might just, for the heck of it, it'll probably take quite a while to do, but you might just copy and paste that sentence in to the natal chart clearing, and very possibly, you know, you might see if it does anything to you. So anyway, it's just an idea. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, now way back at the beginning of the hour, I think on the fast chat, Ed was mentioning, I don't know if Ed's still on, but this would be specially for him. He was mentioning that in the last day, I think it was, day or so, he'd been feeling like his mind was racing. So is there a clearing sample we can do for that, for calming the mind?
Yeah, we could figure out something here, I think. Let me see here. Well, it's probably one of the embedded energies from a shapeshifter. So, let's see here. Let's just see what we can do here. It could be even be a shadow body. We'll just see what we can do. So I'm going to count to ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see if that helps you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and see, this goes back to our discussion on animals, and Stephanie was asking whether or not our animals' spirits also have twin flames.
No. I don't see any twin flames with animals.
Okay, great. Let's see. So, before we completely run out of time, and I think we're just about there, we have just a few minutes left, is there anything that you want to announce about upcoming events and dates or conference calls people can take part in and that kind of thing?
Yeah, the conference calls, the eight-hour ones that we'll be doing will be in July. And I'll be in New York at the Yoga Raw Food Expo. It's the 11th, 12th, and 13th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, coming up here. So we'll have the light infusion chamber, have our monitors up for sample clearing. It'll be quite wonderful. I'll be doing some ARE workshops the following week, so if you're interested in seeing me in person with the workshop, you know, come to that. All three will be, I think they're 3 hours apiece. Three will be total price of $100. And we'll be back there in New York. So we have the conference calls coming up. We have those weekly, three different calls a week. So by all means, do, you know, come on those calls. You're only $20 on the ones on Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour light shift healing. So let's bring in some peace energy here. We got maybe a couple minutes left here. So here we go. Here comes some peace energy. So stronger, stronger. It's a fast show tonight. Stronger, 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 stronger. Hope we answered all your questions here. I know there's quite a few. We'll be having a new clearing up on the website within maybe, hopefully within 2 weeks, I believe. It'll be the crown chakra clearing to disconnect you from the energies there. It could be a little bit longer, but just, you know, I'll let you know when it's up. Right now, I'm just starting to work on it here. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wonderful peace energy. Just bring the light beam up if you don't have it up in front of you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so this is Ron Amatron, and our next BBS program will be on Friday, and that will be at 7 o'clock. Same time as today, basically, on station number 2. So we'll be seeing you later, everybody. And hopefully you're going to be able to enjoy this peace energy. We're bringing it some more. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So blessings for all of you, and we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Bye.
Good night, everyone. Blessings. See you next time.
Okay.